It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Easter Sonata, a complex four-movement piano composition from the 19th century in Germany, was long thought to be the work of Felix Mendelssohn. Manuscript of the sonata was considered lost for 140 years until the original turned up in a French bookshop bearing the signature F. Mendelssohn. The collector who bought it figured the F stood for Felix, right? Well, it took another four decades and a lot of clever musicological detective work, but in 2010, a Duke University graduate student revealed what some had suspected all along. Easter Sonata was not written by Felix Mendelssohn, but by his sister, Fanny. Last month, in honor of International Women's Day, Easter Sonata was performed under Fanny Mendelssohn's name for the first time in a public concert hall. Pianist Sofia Guljak performed the 20-minute composition at the Royal College of Music in London. Among those in the audience was Fanny's great-great-great-granddaughter, Sheila Heyman, a filmmaker and novelist. She said, "She was an amazing woman who persevered despite complete discouragement. Her parents didn't allow her to pursue music as a career, believing it improper for a young woman, while at the same time encouraging Felix's musical career." Ever wanted to experience what it's like to be a master concert pianist tickling the ivories? A new video called What Does a Pianist See? Uses eye-tracking technology from Tobii Pro to give you a sense of what that might feel like, and it also demonstrates a few fundamental differences between a professional pianist and a student one. The big difference they found is that the expert pianist keeps their eyes mostly in the center. They don't look at where their fingers are moving all the time. On the other hand, the student's eyes go all over the keyboard to find where their fingers need to go. The video also tracked how each pianist read sheet music, whether or not they need to keep looking at the music, then down at the keyboard. The expert pianist spent 83% of the time looking at the music, compared to the novice who spent 58% of the time looking at the music. The expert also scanned ahead vertically and horizontally, meaning that they were able to mentally stay a few steps ahead. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC, Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.